What are the boundaries of the proposed city of Briarcliff? What do they include? What do they incorporate?
The boundaries of the city of Briarcliff are what we think is one of the real key advantages to the city of Briarcliff idea. They're very logical. The shortest answer is that everything inside the perimeter, north of the city of Decatur and south of Interstate 85. We've worked very hard to avoid excluding anyone or having any islands. So if you start at that noted landmark Spaghetti Junction, that is sort of the top point of our proposed city. You follow 85 down till it hits the city of Atlanta line, follow that line till it hits the city of Decatur, ride over the top of Decatur, if you will, the top of Avondale Estates. It's about a half a mile because Avondale doesn't actually touch 285, so we follow some streets there and then up 285.
If approved, this new city would be the largest in DeKalb County, wouldn't it? Bigger than Decatur, bigger than Dunwoody, bigger than Brookhaven.
I don't know that absolutely, but that's what I understand, yes, that we would be about 90,000, which is, I understand, about the same size as Sandy Springs. So a good-sized city, but not too big. We think it's just the right size.
There have been other city plans floated recently. Closest to the Briarcliff plan is that of Lakeside City, which the Briarcliff plan incorporates part of Lakeside in your boundaries. And I'm wondering if the Lakeside City plan was the immediate catalyst for Briarcliff coming up with their proposal.
Well, to be fair, it certainly, I think, you could describe it as a catalyst. Without any question, we overlap significantly with the proposed city of Lakeside. The proposed city of Lakeside also overlaps significantly with the proposed city of Tucker. So right now we have three different cities covering the same area. We agree with our, you know, the folks who are advocating the city of Lakeside on almost everything. I think that the real disagreement is just what boundaries make sense.
You include Emory University and the CDC in your city plan.
We do, absolutely.
Emory's the largest employer in DeKalb County, is it not?
I've heard that. So that's, again, I don't know absolutely, but that's my understanding.
That would be a heck of a boost to the tax base, I would think.
Well, Emory University does not pay property taxes, nor does the CDC or the VA hospital. On the other hand, from our perspective, they also provide a lot of the services for themselves that government would otherwise provide. So we include them very much. This is probably the key difference between us and the Lakeside proposal is we think that Emory, CDC, the other activities right around that part of the county really define our community. I don't live that close to those institutions, but on my street alone, I've got three or four people who work at those institutions. So we think that they should be included in a new city.
Well, the first step or the next step is to underwrite a feasibility study.
Yes, and that is in process now. We were able to raise the required $30,000, which the University of Georgia charges for these studies, in 5 weeks, which I will be honest, amazed us. So we've done our contract with them, and the study is in process.
And that'll take up to 6 months?
That's what they tell us, that the goal is that the study will be done. Hopefully all of the various competing studies will be ready before the next legislative session, which begins in the middle of January.
Now, who's supporting your initiative? Have you made public a list of the donors and how much they've contributed?
Well, we haven't made the list public, but we can say, and I'd say proudly, that 98% of our money has come from individuals and from neighborhood associations. We weren't turning down money from any businesses, but we only got a single $250 donation from a business that might potentially work for a new city. So we're very much a grassroots initiative.
Do you have any intention of making public the donors?
We have no objection to that. One thing we didn't think to do, again, we're all, this is the first time any of us have done anything like this, and we didn't think to ask the people as we were getting their donations if they wanted their names public or not. So I do know, I mean, it is public that a significant portion of our support has come from the Druid Hills neighborhood, which is, as you know, between Emory and Decatur. One of the things that is driving the cityhood movements throughout our part of DeKalb County is honestly a fear of being left out. As there are more and more cities being created, if that's the direction that things are going, people don't want to be left out, left as an island. The other proposal that's out there was very much leaving them as an island, and so there's a lot of support coming from that neighborhood. But having said that, perhaps half of our support has come out of that neighborhood and the other half from the rest of our proposed area.
State law, I think, requires new cities to assume at least 3 county services.
Yes.
What services will Briarcliff plan on taking over?
Well, and
from DeKalb County.
Yeah, describing as planning on it is very apt because ultimately the state legislature will draft the law that will say this for sure, and then once the city is created, it can change as long as it doesn't drop below the 3. But our citizens group is proposing 5 P's, and all of the new cities, more or less, most of them at least, have had the so-called 3 P's: police, parks, and planning. Planning, importantly, including zoning. Our group is taking those 3 and adding 2 others, permitting, because we think that business permits go along with planning and zoning, and potholes. We want to take control of road maintenance and paving.
Do you think DeKalb County's services have been unequally provided?
In many respects, yes, we do. I mean, that is a root of one of the roots of the cityhood movement. Not just unequal provision of services, but unequal attention in terms of decision making. That comes through most clearly in zoning and code enforcement. But yes, without any question, there has been some inequality throughout the county. And we recognize there are difficult decisions for the county to make about where to allocate resources. So we really believe that the greater problem is the traditional, ineffective, inefficient provision of services, and sadly, somewhat of a history of corruption.
Briarcliff, you say, will have about 90,000 residents.
Yes.
According to your plan. Do you have figures on what the racial composition of the new city would be?
We do not. We haven't looked into that specifically, but we can say without any question that we have worked hard to be an inclusive and diverse community. We do go down into some different neighborhoods that absolutely have racial diversity. Scottsdale, for example, is part of the proposed city of Briarcliff, and there's a significant black population in Scottsdale, we know. One of the things that we think is a true strength of the proposed city of Briarcliff, and honestly a contrast to many of the new cities that have been created, is that a city of Briarcliff would be diverse in, I think, practically every way, racially, politically, economically.
Nonetheless, though, looking at the map and knowing what I know about Atlanta demographics, it would be majority white?
I assume so, yes.
How do you respond to critics who say that there is a racial component behind this?
Well, I can say in absolute honesty that that's the furthest thing from the goals of any of us who are involved. We have reached out to every corner of the community. And there is a reality that there are more white people living north of Decatur than there are black people.
Ultimately, the Georgia General Assembly will decide the fate of any new city, including the city of Briarcliff, if you
yes.
get before the legislature in January. How much Republican support do you have for this right now? I mean, given it's a majority Republican legislature, I've got to think.
Well, you've identified what is a real issue for us. Our group of volunteers, I can tell you, is about half Republican, half Democrat. Our proposed city, we think, again, no polling, but we think is probably about half Republican, half Democrat. But we are represented, the way the district lines have been drawn, almost exclusively by Democrats. So we are very pleased that we have some support from some of our Democratic legislators, and we are hoping to reach out to Republicans across the aisle. One of the things that we want to say as a nonpartisan proposal, we really believe that we have the tax base that we will be able to provide services at a lower tax rate than some of the other proposals that are out there. And we think that's important, and we think that the Republicans should embrace that.
But as you say, I mean, you never know. I mean, you're hoping that'll be the case, but you really can't
Correct.
Say now.
Oh, that is true. This is all a new and different experience. No one in our group has any political background at all. So we're doing our best to reach out and try to make our case.
If you could turn back time, would you have floated this idea 10 years ago, 5 years ago?
Honestly, no. I hadn't even thought about it then. There's no question that this is part of an ongoing process, that as we've seen the new cities come into existence, most of them successfully, some more successful than others. It's a movement that's coming our way, and we don't deny for a moment that if there had been no new cities before us, this never would have occurred to us probably. So, we are part of that ongoing process, but I also think that it is very much in the long-term benefit of the entire county. I think that a new city of Briarcliff that is well-run will help not only the Briarcliff area to be more economically and culturally vibrant, but will help the entire county. And probably my best example for that, to counter those who say that new cities are bad for the rest of the unincorporated county, is, well, by that logic, let's do away with the city of Decatur. But, you know, that's silly. I think we all know that a strong city of Decatur helps the entire county. And I think a strong city of Briarcliff would help the entire DeKalb County area.
So what's next in the process? You've got public meetings, community meetings?
Well, exactly. We really think that we have a two-pronged, interrelated approach from this point forward. We need to continue to reach out to the people in our community. So we do have a community meeting on next Thursday, the 12th, at 7:30 in the evening at the Claremont Hills Baptist Church. And we would welcome anyone who has any interest or questions to come out and talk to us. And we want to, at the same time, you know, reach out to legislators. And we think those are interrelated because the more people that we get to support us, the more people we think will be able to reach out to members of the legislature.
If folks want more information on this whole initiative, what's the best way to get information?
I think probably the best way is to look at our website, which is briarcliffga.org. And if they can find phone number there, and they can give us a call or come to our meeting.
Alan Bennett is the president of the City of Briarcliff Initiative. Alan, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you. It's really been an honor to be here.